Spy on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Sanctions regime against the Russian Federation for its attack on Ukraine and its continuing occupation of the eastern part of the country. Sanctions regime led by the United States, participating with NATO, with the EU, with the UN. And the question is, was Russia ready? I welcome Antonia Kolobashanu. She is at writing for Geopolitical Futures. She's a professor at the University of Political Science and Public Administration in Romania. She lectures on geopolitics and geoeconomics. And Antonia, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. You report that Russia was ready. How so? How did they prepare? And how long had they been preparing, to your knowledge? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Indeed, Russia was ready because Russia was sanctioned since 2014, since it took Crimea. So basically, it knew that sanctions were coming. Plus, the West had advertised ahead of the invasion that they will sanction Russia if Russia moves ahead with the invasion in Ukraine. Moreover, Russia had built its entire strategy with regards to Ukraine tied to the European businesses and tied to European energy sector in particular. So in Russian mind, this strategy was meant to kind of secure Russia in case of war, in the sense of Europe not being able to fully cut Russian deliveries, which kind of happened, if you think about it. We couldn't go ahead immediately and just cut down fully Russian deliveries to Europe. However, we could move towards that goal later on. The same happened with Russian sanctions on, well, with the Western sanctions on Russian financial sector. They were basically expecting those sanctions because if you remember in December, since December 2021, we were talking in the media openly of what could happen to Russia if Russia invaded Ukraine. Also, they knew about the way sanctions on their financial system would work because the West had sanctioned Iran before the West had sanctioned Russia. Obviously, the impact for the global system was different. Iran was not a big economy, not a big country in the global economy, so not a big player. Russia was, which is why we saw the increase in commodities prices, which was why we also took on a lot of uncertainty, and we still take on a lot of uncertainty because of the sanctions. But clearly, Russia had prepared for this a long time before the war had started because the Kremlin knew this was coming.
The Kremlin is right now struggling. The sanctions are working, but slowly. Not the anticipated drop for 22, not the anticipated drop for 23. They're working slowly, but the sanctions have obliged Russia to sell commodities at lower prices, and that is a strain on their budget. Is that correct, Antonia?
That is true. So while Russia knew this was coming, they also miscalculated the war in Ukraine. They did not expect that the war would transform itself into a war of attrition. And basically, as the war did not go well for them, they are seeing themselves strained, not only because they have to sell commodities at lower prices, but also because they have to pay a premium for technology. And this is basically getting them into a place where they cannot support production. So basically, they have the military has put a strain on the federal budget because obviously the expenditure with the war itself has been a lot. And while they can support that right now, they need to make sure that they have the import substitutes for everything they produce for the war machine and for the national economy ready and in place, which is costing them a lot. And anything that could damage whatever they've put in place, parallel imports, new corridors of transportation, anything that will affect all this may take them into a place where they cannot really support their finances anymore. So they could eventually see a collapse of the Russian economy in the future, considering the West is thinking of sanctioning second-tier economies that are helping Russia at the moment. So that's the major problem that, they are trying to prepare for right now.
You report that Russia has suspended reporting on oil, gas, and condensate production until April 24. They've suspended it. You speculate there's trouble there. Has their production fallen off? Are they not pumping as much oil because they're trying to adjust the price? What are they up to?
So the moment that the West has sanctioned companies working in Russia, Russia lost a technological advantage that they needed to keep the production going in Siberia in particular. So for that area, you had Western companies supplying the technology and supporting the operations of the energy sector. With the Western companies gone, Russia tried to find replacements, but it wasn't successful. It wasn't very much successful. So we had reports early in like October and November that Russia was reaching out to Japan, for instance, unsuccessfully. And then we saw Russia basically trying to hide not only production volumes, but also trying to kind of hide the truth about how well its businesses in the energy sector is going. And recently, we have seen that the Kremlin also changed the way that Russia is taxing oil businesses, which kind of makes it, well, it's speculation, right? But kind of it makes it appear like Moscow is trying to get all the revenue it can right now because it doesn't expect for the production to flow much longer. And this is also tied to the way that the Western companies have left. Obviously, you know, when you leave operations and when you basically have to withdraw, you don't just do that from one day to another. That takes time. So there was a sort of a technological measure in place that allowed production to go on. But we are on to more than 1 year in the war, and it is likely that right now, much of that production that was Western supported is no longer there or will no longer be there in the next few months. So Russia is trying to gain as much as it can.
Right.
Obviously, this is speculation of what we have available in the open media and in the Russian media. But it's clearly that something is going on, not as planned for Moscow.
You report that the oligarchs, the Russian elites, are pragmatic and apolitical. Are they adjusting to this, or are they objecting to the, what you'd have to say at this point, confiscation?
Well, basically, the oligarchs are loyal, but it's a sort of a negative loyalty that they have towards the Kremlin. And as the war drags on, I think that negative part increases. Let me explain why. So basically, they have not expected for the war to take this long. Just as the Kremlin miscalculated, the oligarchs also miscalculated in the sense that no one really expected that we are going to talk about this 1 year after February. And obviously, they didn't really calculate that they will not do business at all, or that it will be very difficult for them to do business with the West. So there is a switch in mentality that is going on right now in the Russian oligarch circles, where they realize that this is not going to happen. And they need a replacement because they have a loss. So this is where the negative loyalty comes. They are in search of a replacement for the Western market, which takes time, takes resources, and they probably are not happy that they need to spend on this.
Let's go looking for the replacement for Western Europe and the United States and the rest of NATO and the EU. I'm speaking with Antonio Calabashanu, writing at Geopolitical Futures about Russia was ready for the sanctions, but not for year two of the sanctions. The professor is at the University of Political Science and Public Administration in Bucharest, Romania. She lectures in geopolitics and geoeconomics. When we come back, the BRICS and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.